This soldier died for a country Vladimir Putin doesn't think should exist. The Russian president's decree recognizing a part of eastern Ukraine as two new independent republics is, according to Kiev's defense minister, an attack on its territorial dignity.
I hope that leaders of different countries, which promised us that the sanctions will be started after the invasion, I think that the paper invasion began.
Ukraine's president says he doesn't believe Russia will launch all-out war against his country, but he wants the international community to react decisively against what he calls a new act of Russian aggression.
We believe that by taking this decision, the Russian Federation creates a legal basis for further military aggression against Ukraine, violating all bilateral and multilateral agreements.
That's not how Russia's parliament sees it. Here, Vladimir Putin's decision is welcomed as the righting of an historical wrong, just like the annexation of Crimea.
This is an historic day, just like 7 years ago when Crimea returned to the fold and became part of the Russian Federation. Today, now and forever, there will be two new sovereign states on the world political map, the Donetsk and Lugansk People's Republics.
Putin met his counterpart from Azerbaijan on Tuesday. Does the man who once lamented the collapse of the Soviet Union as the demise of historical Russia have further expansionist plans?
We predicted speculation that Russia plans to restore its empire within its imperial border. This absolutely does not correspond with reality.
The Kremlin says recognizing as independent the two breakaway Ukrainian regions will help restore calm, adding that it remains open to diplomacy with the US and other countries. Russia also dismisses allegations that it sent its forces into eastern Ukraine. The Kremlin says whether it does or not depends on how the situation develops. Bernard Smith, Al Jazeera, Moscow.